to is the special sin for which Christ died, the failure to let God be God in little and big. And I stress in little. But you see, some of us could understand a man that sold his mother for $5 million, but could you understand a man who sold his mother for a dime? And if you and I do not obey the God of gods and the Lord of lords in the little, it's because we're idolaters. Let me read you one of the most profound things I have ever seen in print. If my private acts of rebellion league me with all the perpetrators of human wickedness, and even with the diabolical powers of darkness, so too my little acts of obedience league me with the great human movements of the Spirit and even with the incarnate God himself. From the human race today goes up one mighty prayer of praise embodying every single act of obedience to the divine will which men are granted to perform this day. And from this same human race today rises one tremendous shout of defiance against the loving rule of God. A shout that gives voice to every single act of disobedience committed today by the rebellious human will. Now please get this. This pierces me. This condemns me. At every moment and in every act or thought, we swell the volume of that hymn of praise or else of that cry of blasphemous rebellion. Let us not deceive ourselves. There's no third alternative. No discreet maintaining of silence between the praising and the blaspheming throngs. In every act, we praise or we blaspheme. Idolatry is when we sell God for trifles. You remember the story of that bad boy who fell in love with a bad girl? The only good thing about the bad boy was his mother. She was wonderful. "What can I do for you?" said the bad boy to the bad girl. She said, "I want your mother's heart." And so one night when it was storming and the lightning was flashing and the thunder was clamoring down from the heavens, he creeps into his mother's room. He has a very sharp knife and he cuts out a heart and he puts it in a bag to take to his bad girl. And as he leaves the home, he slips in the mud. And from the heart there echoes a sound and a cry. "My son, are you all right?" The sin that can't be forgiven is the sin against love. We've been loved with an unspeakable love. And to love ourselves above our God is to do impenetrable wickedness. Let me close by telling you about Ian Fleming. I'm an ignoramus about lots of things because I concentrate on a few things. I never even heard of James Bond until a few years ago. Isn't that a confession? To hear of James Bond. He was thrust upon me when I was in the plane. They had a movie. Now, I never buy the sets for movies because I think most movies aren't worth watching. And secondly, I'm angry they charge extra for the movie sets when we've already paid hundreds for the ticket. But this was one where you didn't have to pay, and so it was thrust upon me, and I learned about James Bond. I want to tell you the story of James Bond's creator. Ian Fleming, the creator of James Bond, was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. His grandfather was a multimillionaire, his parents were very well-to-do, and he was born with an excellent body and a superb mind. He was brilliant and he was athletic. He was the best athlete that Eton ever knew. So he had everything going for him, except he had a bad heart. Not physically. He was just like most people. He didn't care about God. He was a thoroughgoing materialist. And you know, if there is no God, everything's permitted. Once you get rid of God, you get rid of meaning and you get rid of right. You can't say anything's wrong. You dare not get indignant about anything saying it's wrong. There's no such thing as wrong unless there's a personal God. But this man was a thoroughgoing materialist. So he was a philanderer. He was often kind, but he's never kind to a woman. He despised women because they yielded to him. He was never going to get married, but one day he found a woman that wouldn't yield. And he decided he'd marry her. He's now 43. As he's about to marry, he conceives the idea of James Bond, because he's been a Secret Service agent in World War II. That was his work. So he writes, in a 2-month period, his first James Bond novels, and within a matter of weeks he's married to the one woman that wouldn't yield, because he knew in his heart of hearts, we all have a conscience whether we believe in God or not. And we know purity is better than impurity. We know that truth is better than lying. We know that love is better than hate. We know these things. We don't need a Bible to tell us. It's written in the heart. So he admired this one woman and he married her. And now he's going to become famous. Now soon there'll be millions of James Bond books all around the world. They'll be translated in various languages. They'll be put on movies. He's going to be famous. And all his life long he's worried about money, even though he was well off compared with 99% of people. So he's launched into marriage, he's launched into James Bond, and then a few years later he goes to the doctor. And the doctor writes in his little file, Ian's arteries are beginning to give out. How come? Perfect body at birth? He's still only in his 40s. Well, being a thoroughgoing materialist, eat, drink and be merry, tomorrow we die, so he smokes 70 cigarettes a day. He drank vodka and martinis ad nauseam. And he's a huge consumer of animal products. Now, there's nothing in the Bible that says you must be vegetarian. No, there's counsel that suggests that is the ideal. But if there's one thing we've learned scientifically in the 20th century, it's this. The more lies we take unnecessarily in order to eat, the more likely we ourselves are to die. That we know. That's no longer debatable. So he, bacon and eggs, live it up. Smoking, alcohol, bacon, eggs, lechery. And so in his 40s, he's beginning to get tired, beginning to get fatigued. You know, energy's worth more than money. You've got energy. You can conquer. You can live. You can do. You can joy. If you're tired, nothing's of value. And energy was beginning to ebb away from him. Extreme fatigue, then sciatica, then kidney stones. And now his arteries beginning to come apart. 53, he has a colossal heart attack. He writes just before that in his diary, I am learning that a man should love every day after 50 and live it fully if he is allowed to do so. But at 53, he had a colossal heart attack that spelled death coming soon. Someone said to him, Ian, what's it like to be famous? He said, it's just ashes. It's just ashes. He said, I'm bored with the whole silly business. He wrote in his diary about this time, gamblers often, just before their deaths, have a great streak of luckiness. They sometimes get a colossal amount of money by their gambling, and then they die. That happened to him. I asked John Kennedy, what are your favourite books? And he, among the 10 he listed was From Russia with Love. And some of you are better educated than I am. You know that's a James Bond's book. And as soon as James Kennedy said that he read James Bond, everyone in the world wanted to read Bond. But the author of Bond is dying, dying, dying. He's asked to be captain of a cricket team. It was a lifelong ambition that he should be a captain of that cricket team. So though he's not at all well, he goes there. He's at the rejoicing party they have the night before. They're going to get launched. But it's too much for him. He's dead in the morning at 56. A life that's spent on self is like grain that is eaten. Except the grain of wheat fall on the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. If we are here just pleasing ourselves, the end of life will not please us. Where death finds us, the judgment will find us and eternity will leave us. Have you got it? Where death finds us, the judgment will find us, and eternity will leave us. And everything's going to revolve around one thing. Have you so fallen in love with him who loved you? Have I so fallen in love with him who's loved me that we have become like him? Let's pray. Teach us, Lord, that we might respond to your love, that we might mirror heaven here on earth. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.